This is a bonus episode of the Rental Income Podcast. And now, Dan Lay.
Interest rates have been rising, the stock market's been tanking, and a lot of people think that we're heading towards a recession. What does that mean for us as rental property investors? Is there anything that we should be doing right now, or is this maybe not even a good time to be investing in real estate? That's what we're going to be talking about on this episode of the podcast. I've actually got three different guests lined up today, and it's going to be interesting, I think, to hear their perspective on what they see happening. We're going to be talking to Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group, who is a lender. We're going to be talking to Bill Kenny, who's a realtor, and we're going to be talking to David Olds, who's a wholesaler. All three guests also own rental properties, and I want to see what they see happening in the market and what they're doing right now. So let's take a really quick break. We'll thank our sponsors. We'll come right back and we'll talk to our first guest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. That's according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that it makes the hiring all in one place so easy because you can do the entire hiring process on the Indeed platform. You can message candidates, schedule an interview, you can even screen them. You never have to leave the Indeed platform. It's very efficient. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your job more visibility at Indeed.com/RIP. Just go to Indeed.com/RIP right now and support our show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/RIP. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I've been looking for a new rental to add to my portfolio, and as I've been going through this process, it's reminded me how important it is for everybody to have an estate plan. With Trust and Will, you can create and manage your own custom estate plan starting at just $199. And if you go to trustandwill.com/RIP, you'll get 10% off plus free document shipping. Two things I love about Trust and Will are, number one, it's so simple. Their website walks you through a series of questions, and at the end, you get your will. It's very straightforward. And the other thing I love is that it's very affordable. Trust and Will has made estate planning accessible and affordable for everybody. There's really no reason not to use Trust and Will to get your will done. Check them out. They have thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Secure your assets and protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/RIP. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/RIP. I want to let you know about a really easy way to track your rental income and expenses. It's an accounting software custom made for rental property investors. It takes just seconds to enter an expense or to record that you collected rent. It makes tax time really easy. Just run a report and give it to your tax person and you are done. They're currently offering a free 30-day trial. There's no credit card required, so if you don't like it, there's nothing to cancel. You can learn more and sign up today at rentaltrial.com. That's rentaltrial, T-R-I-A-L, rentaltrial.com.
Rental Income Podcast.
Our first guest is Bill Kenny from Martinsburg, West Virginia. Bill is a realtor as well as an investor. So, Bill, tell us, you're out there in the market every day. How are things looking right now?
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I'm actually starting to see things change a little bit. This is the first time in the last couple of months that I've seen inventory start to move back up. It's actually doubled year over year. For many months there or year, last couple of years, that have been going down, down and down. Same amount of homes are selling, but inventory is starting to come back.
Do you think this is all related to the rates going up?
I do. I think it's, you know, the rates are going up because inflation's been so bad. You know, during COVID, they just threw so much money out there that that's having effect on inflation. And so in order to fight inflation, they're moving the rates, and that's going to make it more expensive for homeowners.
Okay. So, all right. So for houses are taking longer to sell. What about rentals? Are rentals still moving pretty quickly?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's still a lot of demand out there for homes and rentals, but I see the trend in homes starting to change a lot more. I think rentals will stay strong for the future. I really feel like they do. They're very low in inventory. And I feel like if you're not going to be able to buy, you're going to have to rent. So I feel like that market's going to stay strong.
When you're talking to buyers and sellers, do they seem nervous or like that they're maybe putting off purchases, or do they feel confident that the market's going to be okay?
I feel like the buyers that I'm working with are still trying to move because they know that rates are moving in the, you know, moving upwards. So they really want to get into something before they continue to go up and up and up. And I think sellers feel like this might be the end of the run. So yeah. I feel like both parties are motivated.
You know, do you feel like that right now we're kind of in an interesting time where I feel like for the last couple of years, it was definitely good to be a seller, that you were selling and you kind of had a lot of power. But I feel like right now the market's kind of balanced where it's good to be a buyer and it's good to be a seller. Am I right?
Yeah. Man, there's just so much uncertainty as to say whether that's true or not. I feel like we're definitely trending towards a buyer's market. We're not there yet, but I think, you know, if you're an investor, there's always, you should always be buying, but you should, you know, stick to your standards. I think you can always be a buyer and you can always win.
No, but I
really feel like we're in the beginning of that trend that trends back from seller's market to buyer's market.
So what about you? Like if you found a good deal today, would you buy it or?
We're consistently buying. We're working with motivated sellers and, you know, we've got strategies on how we can disposition things. You know, maybe we'll move away more from flips and maybe move to wholesale mores and you know, these things that we hold, like the owner finance deals and rentals and things like that. But we got to stick to our criteria. So we're always buyers. Yep.
Now, do you think that at some point, the interest rate almost doesn't matter if you get a good enough deal? That if you're looking at the cash flow and you can get a property cheap enough, like,
yeah,
the rate doesn't really matter.
That's right. Yeah, because you're insulated. The deeper the discount you get on it, you have more wiggle room. So it really comes down to good negotiations and buying right. But honestly, you know, if you're going to be a buy and holder, you're going to do refinances, you got to be concerned about what that rate's going to be for your long term payment.
Speaking of rates, let's check in with Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. So, Chaley, what do you think? Are we heading towards some bad times? Is this going to be a repeat of 2008, 2009?
No, I don't think so. The sky is not falling as far as I can tell. Everybody that's in real estate knows, or even if you don't, I'll share with you. Like any investment, gang, real estate is cyclical. This is just the next cycle. We've been riding pretty high. Interest rates have been low for a long time. I think that while we all try to prepare for when it actually happens, people tend to freak out, I guess. And certainly the news outlets are going to sell more newspapers by, you know, making it as dire as possible. Rates are going to continue to increase, I think, at least through the summer months. I think that for those that are paying attention, you saw the Feds raise the Fed fund rate yesterday by 0.75 percentage point, which actually everybody that I've talked to over the last 48 hours are very, very surprised to hear. It improved the bond market. Rates actually improved late yesterday and today as a result. And the reason for that is that the Feds made good on their promise. at all costs, they're going to stamp out inflation. And as a result of keeping that message firm, the bond market rallied, right? We saw some improvements. So I was very pleased for that. But we have not seen the height of inflation yet. I think the summer months are going to spike a little bit more. But my guess is by fall, I hope, we'll see a little bit of a pullback. But guys, remember, interest rates, while you know they're not irrelevant, they're not as important as a lot of us tend to put on the investment. Please, please, please do yourselves a favor and take the emotion and the psychology out of it. You really have to do the math, and don't just do the math from a simple monthly, you know, cash flow perspective. There's a lot of different variables in real estate. You've got to look at your appreciation of the property, the depreciation you're going to get in the tax basis of real estate. And then finally, you need to be considering and remembering that appreciation is not just the home price. You should be appreciating your rents, monthly rents, annually by a very modest 2 or 3%, maybe more. So important to do the math, gang, and keep the diversification of your portfolio top of mind. Single family versus 2 to 4 units, the different markets, don't put eggs all in one basket. And finally, there's a lot of conversation about the long-term rental or versus the short-term rental. Start looking at a good mix there in balancing out your real estate portfolios.
So if we were to get ready for, if prices maybe do come down a little bit, is there anything that we could maybe do right now to prepare? Like, for example, is it too late to maybe take equity out of a property, like to do a cash out refi? Like, have the rates gone up too much to where that doesn't maybe make sense anymore?
It's going to be property specific, Dan. It's such a good question. I was just talking about this earlier this week on another Ridge live event that we had. Do the math, guys, just to what I just said. Take the emotion out of it and do the math. If you run the numbers, chances are the interest rate that you're going to secure now on harvesting equity and doing a cash out refinance will be higher than what you have. So what? Does it mean that it increases your payment by $50 a month? Does it mean that it increases it by $250 a month? That may be perfectly fine if, in harvesting that equity, what are you going to get in return? You've got to look at it from a financial standpoint and see what it looks like in black and white in front of you, not from your perceived idea of what a 6.5% or even a 7% interest rate means. The monthly payment difference is probably a lot less than you would expect when you actually do the numbers.
So I know you don't have a crystal ball, but you've been in this business for a long time. You've seen multiple cycles. Do you think that there is a huge opportunity maybe a little bit down the road?
Yes, I think that everybody that I talk to agrees that the appreciation of the housing market that we've seen over the last couple of years is not sustainable. Everything that we're seeing right now, everybody, this is a good thing, right? We're going to start seeing that with the rise in interest rates, homeowners, the affordability for someone looking to buy a primary residence is really going to be thwarted a little bit. That's going to leave more inventory for us as investors. The supply and the demand is going to change a little bit. The very staunch seller's market that we've been living under for the last couple of years is going to turn. I think a buyer's market is going to be on the horizon where we've got more opportunity to negotiate price, seller paid closing costs. So I think that if you're going to be getting ready, you want to be getting ready now. I think it's a very good point that you make, Dan. Get ready because there will be an opportunity in the coming months, right? I would say 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. I don't know exactly when, but if you're primed, right, and you've taken the steps in advance, you'll be able to take advantage of opportunities that others, if they're not ready, won't have access to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, because at the end of the day, we have a housing shortage. We just don't have enough houses. And it almost doesn't make sense to me how real estate prices could come down right now. You know, of course, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but like, do you feel that prices may not come down, that it's possible?
I think that they'll probably ease a little bit, but I don't see any mass exodus from real estate. I think homeowners still want to be homeowners, even with the rise in interest rates. You know, dual family units are going to be purchasing properties. And remember, we just came out of a very unique time in this generation's history. Apartment living, right on top of each other. People still want to be in homes and have their own unique space. I'm very bullish on real estate. If we do see some dip in prices, I think it's going to be very market specific, and I don't think it's going to be huge.
And I also don't see rents going down. Do you?
No. In fact, I'm continuing to see them go up. I use 2-3% annually, which is probably on the ridiculous low end of where it is right now and where I think it'll continue to be. But if you just plug in that number, 3% appreciation of rents annually, I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised at what it ends up being.
All right. Up next is David Olds from Chattanooga, Tennessee. In addition to owning rental properties, David is also a wholesaler. David, why don't we start right there? For anyone that doesn't understand how wholesaling works, can you explain to us what exactly you do?
Yeah, wholesaling is a very simple concept. We're going out and we're really in just the marketing and sales business, but we're going out and we're looking for sellers who have some type of distress, people who basically are losing sleep tonight because of a problem, either a personal problem or a property, and selling that property solves the answer. So we'll contract those properties, and then we'll go out and we'll just match up those deals with investor buyers across the country who are, you know, looking for a property where they can add some value, raising the rent, you know, fixing and flipping, doing that type of stuff. So we're that person in the middle, sort of bringing those two people together in a transaction.
Awesome. All right. So what are you seeing? Like, have the rates affected the market?
We're not seeing a lot of nervousness just yet. You know, some of the newer investors that haven't been through a full market cycle, you know, they don't know what to expect. They think maybe this is going to just go forever. Sellers, we're just starting to barely see some recognition from some sellers who maybe had their property listed on the MLS and it hasn't sold. And most of them, it's the 500 plus type houses, right? Because a three quarters of a percent, it just, you're starting to affect the bigger, the higher priced properties, right? You know, but changing that interest rate and the affordability. So it hasn't really hit a lot yet, but we'll see where it goes in the next couple of months.
Where do you see things going? As someone that you've been through cycles before, yeah. you've seen this play out. What's your gut feeling on what's going to happen?
Yeah, so market cycles are like this for anybody who has not been through one, and I've been through two. So, you know, it's a bell curve, right? It goes up and it goes down, up and down. And first of all, you never know where you're at in the cycle. You know, history and statistics looking backwards always tell us exactly where you are on a particular day. But the best way to think about it is, like, you know, as that bell curve starts to shift down and the market slows down, and I don't want to say recession because I don't think we're going to go into a full-blown big recession. But what happens is sellers still think their house is worth the top of the market, right? They still have that, you know, that it's like they're on the highway going 100 miles an hour. So they still feel like that's where their value is. Buyers, though, buyers understand, because they're very attuned to the market, because real estate investors, this is what we do. So they watch it very closely. So they'll get nervous a little bit faster and they'll want to project and buy properties cheaper than maybe they were buying them a month ago, 2 months ago, 90 days. So what happens is you get into just this little bit of a free fall area where, until the sellers come to terms and accept that, you know, the house is not overinflated in price anymore and that it's going to come back down into reality, it just, the deals will tighten up a little bit. And, you know, a danger for wholesalers is that they're contracting prices the same way they did 90 days ago, but buyers are looking 6 months into the future, right? So maybe something that you would have contracted at 200 and sold to an investor on a wholesale deal at 220, now that investor wants it at 190, so you need to be contracting it at, say, 170 or 165, something like that. So that's just the, you know, from an investor's point of view, from a wholesaler like us, you know, that's what we're preparing for now and making sure that we're not, you know, like a year ago, you could offer, you know, to the top of whatever your offer range was, and because the market was so hot. Well, that is just shifting a little bit now.
Would you feel comfortable buying a rental right now?
always buy rentals. Never stop buying rentals. You never buy rentals for equity. You buy rentals for cash flow. So if you're buying a property and you know that you're going to have positive cash flow, whatever your number is, right? Everybody's risk tolerance is different. I bought tons of rentals 15 years ago at $200 a month, but maybe you're $400, $500, whatever it is, whatever your criteria is, still buy. I mean, keep buying for sure, because you're never going to be able to time the market. It's never going to happen. Nobody in stocks or in Bitcoin or any of these crypto, nothing. Like, nobody can ever project when the market is, but you're buying for cash flow. And over time, real estate, the values are going to go up. So if you can find a deal and it fits your buy box, I would say definitely buy it, because one thing that will happen if we do get into any type of downturn and people stop buying houses, well, what are they going to do? They're going to rent. Rents almost never go down. Never. I mean, right. They're just not going to. Maybe there's a $50 swing, but in the last recession where houses dropped dramatically, like, rents did not go down because people still had to live someplace.
That's true. Rents generally don't go down. Well, David, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. So what about me? Would I buy a rental property in this environment of higher interest rates? And my answer is yes, I would buy a rental property today. I just know that I'm going to have to offer a little bit less to get to my monthly cash flow amount. And it's really as simple as that I have a certain dollar amount that I want to make per month, per door. And how I get there doesn't really matter too much. I just need to make sure I hit that number if I'm going to buy the property. So, I think it's healthy to be a little bit paranoid in the short term, but I think to be successful in real estate, you got to be pretty optimistic long term. And you got to think long term, things are only going to get better. Rents are only going to go up and values of properties are only going to go up. So you may have some fluctuations in the short term, but when you look over 10, 20, 30 years, any property you buy today in a good market is going to be worth way more in the future. And that's really what I'm going for. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to check out this bonus episode. I hope it was helpful to you. I'll be back with a regular interview on Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast. Shopping for life insurance can be very time-consuming. It takes a lot of time to talk to a couple different agents, get their quotes, and then find the lowest price. Well, I want to let you know about a better way to find the best life insurance policy for you. It's Policy Genius. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I have a life insurance policy, and it's a great feeling to know that if something were to happen to me, my family is not going to struggle financially. It just gives me really good peace of mind to know that they're going to be taken care of. And what I love about Policy Genius is they make it so easy. You can go on their website, you can compare all your options from all the top insurance companies, you can find your lowest price, but sometimes it's good to talk to somebody, and Policy Genius has a whole team of licensed insurance experts that are on hand. They'll get on the phone with you. They'll hold your hand through the entire process. It could not be easier. So check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
This summer, dive into the many cools of San Antonio, because as soon as the temperature rises, so does the fun, the flavors, the excitement, and the many cool things that make our city the perfect summer getaway destination. Come keep cool with amazing pools, the best hotels, refreshing adventures both indoor and outdoor, inspiring history and culture, culinary wonders, and the hottest nights of your life at the coolest spots in Texas. To plan the coolest summer vacation, dive into visitsanantonio.com/summer.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.